I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, July 1st. Severe thunderstorms delivered strong, damaging winds and copious lightning to many parts of Massachusetts last night, helping to break a heat wave that saw temperatures reach 100 degrees in Boston for the first time in a decade. The storms are being blamed for thousands of power outages across New England, including about 20,000 across Massachusetts last night. Here in Quincy, sections of Wollaston were without power for a while, and the storms triggered multiple fire alarms that kept firefighters very busy. The heat wave breaks today, but oppressive humidity continues, along with more showers and thunderstorms, with locally heavy rainfall possible tonight and tomorrow. The weather pattern remains unsettled into the 4th of July holiday weekend, with the threat of showers continuing and temperatures trending much cooler than normal. For the first time in a decade, the temperature in Boston reached triple digits. It was 100 degrees yesterday, something that's only happened 25 times in Boston history. It sets the record for hottest temperature ever recorded on June 30th, breaking the record of 95 that was set back in 1945. July 22nd of 2011 was the last time Boston hit the century mark. That day was 103. The hottest day ever recorded in Boston was the 4th of July, 1911, when it was 104 degrees. Yesterday marked the third day of the second heat wave for the month of June. Well, Quincy's first responders will be getting a 3% pay raise. Unions representing Quincy Patrol officers, superior officers, and firefighters have all agreed to a new two-year contract with the city that calls for the 3% pay increases beginning today. The agreement also covers the prior fiscal year with no increase. The agreement also stipulates that negotiations for three-year contracts get underway. The mayor praised Quincy's first responders for their exceptional service, especially during the pandemic. And union spokespersons also said that the agreement was fair and done in good faith. North Quincy High School principal Robert Shaw is leaving. Shaw has accepted a job outside the district and will be leaving at the end of this week. Shaw has been principal at North Quincy High since 2012 and served as assistant principal from 2009 to 2012 when he replaced Earl Metzler, who accepted a superintendent's position in New Hampshire. Quincy School Superintendent Kevin Mulvey said he'd like to have a replacement for Shaw appointed by August. Principals at the Lincoln Hancock and Southwest Middle Schools are retiring. Mulvey says he hopes to appoint minorities for all three positions. A search committee will be put together, and the positions will be posted internally and externally. There will be no interim principals, as Mulvey hopes to make all three appointments this summer. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is being asked to consider acquiring the property along the Town River in Quincy Point, adjacent to the Southern Tide Mill on the Southern Artery. The Park and Recreation Board has unanimously approved a resolution requesting that the city look into purchasing that property to increase boating access and preserve open space. The board said the site could help unlock tourism potential at the Tide Mill and may serve as a home for the Recreation Department's rowing program. The resolve referred to the Open Space Plan's goals of connecting open space to create river corridors and encourage public access to waterfront areas. Currently, there's only public boat ramp access on Howes Neck and Squantum. Races are shaping up for city council seats in Wards 1, 2, and 5 in Quincy, along with the at-large council seats and three school committee seats. As of yesterday, 22 candidates had taken out nomination papers to run for elective office in Quincy this year. For Ward 1, incumbent David McCarthy is facing a challenge from Joe Murphy. Ward 2, Councillor Anthony Andronico faces challenges from Steve Pertios and Georgette Theophilus. Ward 5, John Rodefell and Stephen Christo are seeking the seat held by Chuck Phelan, who is running again. Councillors for Wards 3, 4, and 6 are unopposed right now. All three at-large councillors are running again, and William Burke has also taken out nomination papers for at-large. School committee members Emily Lebo, Courtney Pertios, and Doug Guttrow are running again. And Ellen Patterson O'Donnell, Liz Speakman, Liberty Schaff, and John McDonald have also taken out nomination papers for school committee. The preliminary election would be held on September 14th, with the final on November 2nd. Quincy Health Department says water tests taken on Tuesday at 13 Quincy City beaches indicated safe levels of pollution in the water. However, officials advise people to wait 24 hours after a heavy rainfall before going swimming. The MBTA reminding customers about changes to fares beginning today. Zone 1A commuter rail fares were temporarily accepted at Quincy Center in order to mitigate Red Line service impacts during both the closure of the Wollaston station and the North Quincy garage. Wollaston reopened in August of 2019. Surface parking currently provides sufficient access to North Quincy, and the North Quincy garage is anticipated to open later this year. As a result, Quincy Center Station Zone 1A fare designation ended yesterday, with Quincy Center returning to a Zone 1 fare beginning today. Registration opens today for Massachusetts Vax Millions giveaway, in which five people who are fully vaccinated and received their shots in Massachusetts will win $1 million each. The odds of winning are better than you might think. Generally, chances of winning Vax Millions are better than winning $1 million through the state lottery. And for kids age 12 to 17 who have a chance to win one of five $300,000 scholarships, the odds of getting a free ride to college are even better. When you play Powerball or Mega Millions, your chances of winning the jackpot are next to nothing, about 1 in 300 million. The odds do get better if you look at winning second prize in those games, which is $1 million for matching all five white balls. For Powerball, those odds are about 1 in 12 million. For Mega Millions, it's 1 in 13 million. But if your goal is winning $1 million, you'd be better off entering the Massachusetts Vax Millions giveaway than spending money on the lottery. With about 4.2 million people fully vaccinated in the state, some of whom are under 18 and not eligible for the $1 million prizes, your odds of winning a given drawing are about 1 in 4 million. And there will be five drawings, which makes your overall odds 5 in 4 million. The Vax Millions odds are better than some of the lottery's $1 million scratch tickets as well. For instance, the game Gem Mine 50 has a $1 million grand prize, but odds of about 1 in 5 million. The odds are very good for kids age 12 to 17 to win one of five $300,000 scholarships. The state did not provide an exact number of eligible entrants, but somewhere around 200,000 people in that age group are fully vaccinated. That means the odds of winning a scholarship would be roughly 5 in 200,000. Well, Boston still has some of the worst traffic in the country, according to a new report. Even though fewer cars have been on the road in the past year because of the pandemic, a new study from Texas A&M's Transportation Institute says Boston drivers, on average, wasted 50 hours sitting in traffic in 2020, 50 hours per driver. Researchers say it's actually a 42% drop from the year before, when drivers wasted 86 hours in traffic. They blame Boston's congestion on transit resilience, with many people switching from trains to personal cars during the pandemic. Researchers also said the region's densely packed population, large medical industry, and narrow roads don't help either, and that Boston should take better advantage of telework. New York City had the worst congestion, with 56 hours wasted. Houston was third at 49 hours. L.A. and San Francisco were tied fourth with 46 hours each. Well, First Lady Jill Biden is returning to New England this weekend. Dr. Biden will travel to Portland, Maine, then Portsmouth, New Hampshire on Saturday. The visit is part of the Biden administration's America's Back Together tour. The tour is celebrating the country's progress against COVID-19. This Independence Day, tourists can share in Massachusetts history by taking a tour of the State House grounds. The building is still closed to the public, but Secretary of State Bill Galvin says starting today, visitors are invited to check out the exterior of the building. People walking the Freedom Trail will be able to find a tour guide giving away American flags at the Ashburton Park entrance to the State House on Bowdoin Street. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 210. NASDAQ fell 24. The S&P added 5. Asian stocks were higher in currencies. The dollar inched up. The euro was down. Oil at $74 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Royals 6-2 in a rain-delayed game at Fenway last night. They'll wrap up the series at 1:10 this afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast for today, scattered storms in the afternoon, muggy with a high of 84. For tonight, rain, it'll be heavy at times, low 72. Tomorrow, rain, especially in the morning, heavy downpours possible, high 67. Scattered showers Saturday, high 66. Sunday for the 4th of July, some scattered showers, highs in the low 70s. For the boater, waves about a foot, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 knots. High tide just before 6 p.m. Sunrise at 5:11, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, July 1st.